From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. military today released gruesome photographs of the dead bodies of Uday and Qusay Hussein, the sons of Saddam. The pictures were taken after the men were killed during a raid Tuesday on the house in northern Iraq where they were hiding. In the past, the United States has criticized other countries for showing images of dead American soldiers, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said unique circumstances in this case justify his decision to release these pictures. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
In 1993, U.S. military commanders, the Clinton administration, and the American people reacted with outrage when film was shown of a dead U.S. soldier being dragged through the streets of Mogadishu in Somalia. Earlier this year, the Bush administration was furious when pictures of dead American soldiers were shown on Iraqi state television. But Donald Rumsfeld says he had little trouble reaching his decision to release pictures of the bodies of Uday and Qusay Hussein.
The more I looked at this, the more I made a judgment that this is not the first time people who are dead have been shown. It is not a practice that the United States engages in on a normal basis. I honestly believe that these two are particularly bad characters, and that it's important for the Iraqi people to see them, to know they're gone, to know they're dead, and to know they're not coming back.
Pentagon officials point out that the laws of war set down in the Geneva Conventions do not prohibit showing pictures of dead soldiers. The conventions are far more concerned with the treatment of prisoners of war who cannot be depicted in ways that make them an object of public curiosity or that humiliate or degrade them. The U.S. Administrator of Iraq, Paul Bremer, appearing with Rumsfeld at a Pentagon news conference, said showing that Uday and Qusay Hussein are dead serves an important strategic purpose. Many Iraqis, Bremer said, fear that Saddam may someday come back and reestablish his Ba'athist dictatorship.
We're making the point that Saddam and his henchmen are finished. They're not coming back. And the strategic importance of the killings, of their being dead, is to help us persuade the Iraqi people that we're there and we're going to be sure that these Ba'athists have no future. And I think it will, in fact, in time, help reduce the security threat to our forces.
U.S. officials hope the killing of Uday and Qusay Hussein might persuade other former Ba'athist leaders that they should give up their violent campaign against U.S. forces. Ordinary Iraqis might also be less nervous about coming forward to inform on Ba'athists who may be hiding in their neighborhoods. These effects aren't apparent yet. In the 2 days since the raid in Mosul, 5 American soldiers have been killed, but Bremer said it's too soon to draw conclusions from those attacks.
In the initial period, I would not be surprised to see an uptick in violence against our forces. But I think in the long run, it will also hopefully encourage more Iraqis to come and give us information about more Ba'athists, and that's really what we have to have happen.
Secretary Rumsfeld, meanwhile, continues to deny that the anti-U.S. violence in Iraq amounts to a guerrilla resistance, even though the top U.S. general in the region described it that way just last week. And Rumsfeld said U.S. troops are now getting tips that allow them to identify Iraqis who may be planning to bring harm to U.S. forces.
They're pursuing those people and initiating activities, and they're finding them, and they're arresting them, and they're interrogating them. And as the political process moves forward, as the economic improvement continues, clearly the result will be that the security environment will improve and more of those people will be behind bars and or flee the country or be killed.
Rumsfeld said as many as 200 people are being arrested each day in Iraq as a result of offensive actions by U.S. and British troops against groups resisting the occupation force. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.